It's just past 2:30 p.m. over here in the Iranian capital. This is Press TV's Top 5. Welcome. The U.S. military has increased airstrikes in eastern Syria, despite President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw American troops from the Arab country. Media reports say U.S. fighter jets fiercely raided villages on the banks of the Euphrates River in the past week. The attacks caused civilians in the densely populated rural region to flee, but with no place to go or hide from the bombardments. In the latest episode, 11 members of one family were killed during an assault on the Syrian village of Sha'afa in Deir ez-Zor province. The area near the Syrian-Iraqi border is still occupied by the Daesh Takfiris. The U.S.-led coalition has acknowledged killing over 1,000 civilians since it started its military campaign in Iraq and Syria in 2014. Well, I'll be discussing this story with this gentleman you see right here, Jamal Joaquin, professor of with Lebanese International University, who is joining us via satellite out of Beirut. Jamal, it's good to have you with us. First of all, I want to get your reading into what President Donald Trump is after. First, he says that he's going to withdraw the troops, and now we have the military attacks and the killing of civilians.
Well, I never believed his sincerity that he will withdraw his troops from Syria. Actually, I saw this as a sign of redeployment, as a first step towards escalating the situation in Syria. But he wanted to disengage his troops from ground in order for them not to be sitting ducks for military operations against them. So that's why I believe that withdrawing the troops were a first step towards this escalation, military escalation, and we will see further escalation in the region, because it's impossible for the United States to withdraw from Syria because this would be a clear acknowledgement of the failure of its strategy in the Middle East and the failure of imposing its influence in the region. So we're still far from this admittance by the United States.
Of course, Jamal, some of the things that may include within this latest development is the welfare of the civilians in Syria. A U.S. presence, a continued one there. What do you think it means for the people of Syria?
Well, I believe that we will see more and more bloodshed by the American military of civilian lives. This is not the first time. It's like an American tradition since the Vietnam War, since the Korean War, passing through the Iraqi War, for example, the invasion of Iraq, and what we are witnessing now in Syria. So we will see more and more victims by U.S.-led strikes. And too bad the international community wouldn't have a say or wouldn't object to these military airstrikes.
Thank you very much. That's Professor Jamal Joaquin with Lebanese International University via satellite out of Beirut.